This is the Uncensored Voice. No bullshit, just real shit.
Discussing things that will stir the pot. Only here on the Uncensored Voice.
With your hosts, Ricky Midnight and Randy Savage.
Oh, no, okay. Hi, guys, this is Ricky Midnight with the Uncensored Voice.
And this is Randy Savage. Welcome to the show.
How you been doing, Randy?
I've been doing great.
I haven't seen you in, as like the kids say, in a minute.
In a minute?
No, that's what the kids say.
That means like a long time.
It's millennial talk. Well, I ain't seen you in a minute.
Well, it's been a couple. And I just kind of had fun at home.
Did you have the five-finger discount?
Oh, my God. Fuck you, Ricky.
Am I hurting your feelings there, Randy?
You're hurting my feelings.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to hurt your feelings. Did you use tweezers?
No, I used two hands.
Oh, you used... Okay, you used two hands. Okay, you had an imaginative dream. Okay.
He's just trying to reflect it onto me from his insecurities.
Oh, that's what it is. What do they call that in the clinical sense? What is it called? Misdirection or what's it called?
Misguided. I have no idea.
Okay. All right. No, that's okay.
Whatever.
As long as you had fun.
Yeah, but I'm sure you had fun too.
I have fun all the time, Randy.
Abyss.
In the abyss. That's right. That's what we call the studio here. By the way, we call our studio the abyss.
That's it. That's the abyss.
So
he gets it all to himself. At the door.
Hey, you know, half the time I do get it to myself.
I hope so.
Yeah, so. And the walls, I have the soundproofing here on the walls, so, you know, what happens in the abyss?
Stays in the abyss. It's a man cave,
Well, I wouldn't call it a man cave.
You might call it a man cave.
My studio.
Cave.
My studio.
But yeah. It's a little cave, a little grotto, little whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, yeah, so. But hey, you know what I want to talk about today, don't you, Randy?
Oh, I know exactly what you want to talk about, and it's... I
want to talk about the dark days to come.
The cold, dark winter.
Yeah. And when we say dark, we're not just talking about Kabuki. We're not talking about Kabuki.
Yeah.
We're talking about the regime that are being suffered on, or
the,
you know,
bought and paid for.
Yeah.
You know, presidency.
The dark
of,
days.
One Joseph Biden.
I got a feeling we're going to have several podcast about the dark days ahead.
Well, now,
yeah, in the future,
it's going to be all about how this guy's screwing up.
Four years of the dark days.
Four years. It could be less if they pull the 25th Amendment, because I'm
sure
that
Kamala
is salivating for power right now.
Okay, so the 25th Amendment would be he's incompetent.
Incompetent, not fit to hold office. They tried to do this to Trump. Trump's out. They still want to impeach him, even though he's out.
But they can only do the 25th Amendment after he was inaugurated, right?
Correct.
They couldn't say, you know, when the DNC decided, hey, you know, we want Jackass to be our nominee. They can't say, okay, we're pulling 25th on you. They couldn't do it then, right?
No, but Nancy Pelosi set up a commission to do it to Trump. And I think it was also a precursor for when Biden's day comes.
Well, what I understand is they actually did impeach him. Now, just to let everybody know, being impeached doesn't mean you're removed from office, okay? I know it's a popular thinking, being impeached means you're removed from office, but that's not correct. But he was impeached twice. He's been impeached twice that I know of.
Yes, they wanted to, you know, kind of kick him in the ass on the way out, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Like,
assholes.
Thank you for being the best president we've ever had. Boom, get out. You know,
no, that's just not how he should have been treated.
No, it's not how he should have been.
And I applaud him for not going to the inauguration.
They should have licked his taint. They should have licked his sweaty taint.
Be that as it may.
Yeah. You know what the taint is, Randy?
Nope. What is it?
The taint is right below your penis, behind your nutsack, just before you get to the split where your asshole begins. That's kind of the taint. The very base of your shaft is what the taint is. They should have licked his taint.
Is that the scientific term?
Well, I don't know. I doubt it's a scientific
term.
It's Ricky's term. It's, you know, it's like saying snatch or twat. I mean, that's not the scientific term.
Well, there you
it's
go.
Just a you colloquial way of
straight
saying
straight from the
it.
Uncensored voice.
That's right. So, but hey.
Time ever worldwide.
again, we're going to talk about the dark days. Okay, so let's go on day one of Dickhead Biden's executive orders.
Oh, gosh. He did a total of, like, I think 17. Probably...
No, he did 30.
30.
He did 30 executive orders.
That's pretty radical.
Yeah, he did.
Day one.
You know, what I think is he was able to stay awake the entire time.
Yeah, he...
Somebody must have given him some, what do they call it, volume? Valium?
Gave him
Valium, yeah.
Valium makes you get tired.
Does it make you get tired?
Yes.
Well, what's that shit that makes you stay awake? I know speed. I mean, you know, coke.
Probably did a hit of meth with his son, Hunter.
Yeah. Oh, hit a meth with his son, Hunter. Yeah, okay.
Probably got a pipe in the Oval Office now.
First off, who the hell names their son Hunter? I mean, that's like naming your child Dakota.
Well, my, his other son.
I have a child named Dakota. The other one's name is, you know, whatever.
Well, his other son's name was Bo.
Passed okay, away, Bo's a little bit better, but yeah.
But there's very unique names. I don't know.
Dakota. No, no. What's his name?
Hunter. He lost all of his teeth because he smoked so much meth, and he got some new teeth.
Yeah.
Courtesy of the American tax.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, it was all on the laptop photos.
I haven't seen them, but I'll
they're
take
out
you,
there.
I'll take your word for it, Randy, because, you know.
They got some really interesting pictures.
You know about these things.
His reverse camera on his laptop.
Reverse camera on his laptop. You mean the selfie camera?
Selfie camera. Yeah. I don't know if he was actually taking pictures or for his video captures or what.
Do you think somebody hacked into his shit and took pictures of him without him knowing?
Well, no. I think that he just didn't think the laptop was going to get found and the smiles are on there, you know. Oh. And then the guy at the computer store, I guess, turned it in.
That's pretty funny.
Dumbass.
So, okay, on day one, Biden's first executive order that he signed. I'm going to go over the list of the top five executive orders that this dickhead signed on day one. Yeah. Now, again, like I said, he signed 30, but the top five that Dick Breed signed, the first one that this old crusty bag of bones signed was to stop the border wall construction. Now, let's discuss this for a few moments. Whether or not you're for the wall, and I am, and if you're listening, I'm assuming you are as well, but whether or not you're for the wall or against the wall, what it did was it put the American people who are in that construction area, who build the fences, who lay the fences, and the Border Patrol who guard the people as they're putting up the fences, it put them to work. That helped spur the economy. Now, dickhead Biden and his sidekick Kabuki are wanting to stop this. So, in essence, they're trying to take those jobs away. So, let's say, Randy, you have a construction company, like, say, H.B. Zachary, and you're going to lay these down. You're going to dig the trenches to lay these, because most of the walls are like those metal ones, right? They're metal, like, shafts that you, whatever the hell they are, right? 12-foot sections or 50-foot sections, whatever. Okay, so you've got to dig a trench to set these down into.
Yes, that stabilizes the wall.
Yeah, and it stabilizes the wall. So you have a company, a construction company, and they call it Yellow Steel. So you have this Yellow Steel, and you're going to, you know, hire your people to go out there and dig the trench. And then you have your guys with their excavators to lift them up, or cranes, whatever they're going to use to lift them up, and put them in place. And then me, the crusty old son of a bitch who probably can't get it up without 10 pills of Viagra, I come in and I say, hey, you know, Randy, I'm going to fire you and all your employees because I think that the illegals should come to our country and spread COVID and gonorrhea and all sorts of other horrible things that come from their country.
But he makes sure that he puts a little explanation for why he's doing it. In this case, he wants to rid America as he sees it, or his cronies
Who? Biden?
Biden.
He wants to rid America of what?
He wants to rid America of xenophobic thinking.
So what does he think? This is aliens or something? That they're aliens? What does he fucking think?
They use those hard words to make it sound, you know, like really horrible. And when all we want to do, all that President Trump wanted to do was America first. And I think he was quoted as saying, we're going to get rid of the America first policy. So that tells me he is anti-American.
Yeah, so America second, or are we talking about...
This is Apology Tour 2.0. Let's
so America, just like the fucking, you know, asshole... what was that fucker before Trump? What was his name? The one who married the man and brought him into the White House.
No bummer.
So Biden, who I know was No Bummer's vice president, Biden is saying America, we're not going to put America first. We're going to put America on the back burner, and we'll put other countries, in this case third world countries, we're going to put them first. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, he's like, come on, you guys, all you criminals and
come on, you criminals and rapists.
Come right on in. Yeah.
Come right on in. Don't pay taxes, because that's the main thing. Okay, I know I've said this before. Trump
just wants a vote. That's
Trump was a businessman.
Yes, he was. He's a
and Trump. Trump was about furthering our economy in a very bad time when these cock smokers, you know, they also call them Chinese. These cock smokers decided to unleash a bioweapon on the planet. So Trump had a really hard time. No matter how you look at it, it's not Trump's fault that the fucking Chinese unleashed this major virus on our planet and committed biogenocide biogenocide. That may not be the right way.
I don't know exactly.
What yeah, but you know what I'm talking about, yeah, right? They unloosed. It's like if you ever seen Resident Evil, you know how they release the T cell by accident. They didn't release it on purpose. They released the T cell by accident. They were creating the T cell as a bioweapon that got out by accident, which is the same thing with these fucking Chinese. They were building it as a bioweapon. Now we're talking about Red China. We're not talking about Free China. But they released it as a bioweapon by accident. And they were so embarrassed, not embarrassed because they made a stupid mistake, but embarrassed that the United Nations and everybody else of the world would see that they were creating a bioweapon, which was, when was bioweapons outlawed in the world? After World War One, I think it was. Just after World War One, like 1918 or 1919.
Yeah.
So
they said no more.
Yeah, they were afraid of the sanctions that they were going to incur as a result if they were found out to have released a bioweapon or to have been making a bioweapon. So they didn't want to say anything to anybody. But once it finally got out, like, oh yeah, yeah, it's hitting us too. It's hitting us. We're getting a virus, a bad palace.
We're not gonna fry rice.
Yeah, fried rice and egg roll with tool. Oh, you know, that kind of thing.
I love those
so, you know, they admitted it after the fact. And then, of course, everyone's saying, well, oh, Trump didn't do anything first. Well, he didn't fucking know about it before, you know, the Chinese admitted that they created his bioweapon. And what's worse is the whole fucking planet should be devastating the Red China for fucking doing this. Blow Wuhan or Wuhan Tang or whatever they fucking call themselves. Mm. Blow them off the fucking map and then take over Red China completely. Fuck, what's that little fucker's name? Chinese dude who runs the country over there?
Chi?
Or
Q-I?
No, that's the thing that charges the phone.
No, it's the same as X-I.
Oh, so his name's X-I?
No, Chi Jiang Chi...
Whatever the fucker's name is. Yeah, we need to fucking assassinate that cocksmoker and get rid of him and then fucking just take the fucking... Take Red China and say, okay, you're done and, you know, you're fucking done. And do that to Korea. Instead of, you know, what we did in Korea and what in the 50s, we're like, oh, we're just going to shoot some people with some guns. No, let's just fucking Hiroshima them. But anyway, that's a different story.
This is exactly what it is, guys. China bought and paid for America.
Oh yeah, there's no question.
And now they run America.
Well, didn't
this dumbass in office?
Didn't they make fucking Dakota, his son Dakota? Didn't they make a big deal with him?
Dakota,
you know,
you mean Hunter?
Yeah, whatever the fuck the dude's name is, fucking Wyoming, whatever he fucking calls himself.
Names and things that confuses me.
Yeah, Wyoming, fucking you know,
Hunter Biden,
whatever fucking Iowa, whatever he calls himself.
Yeah, pipe smoker.
Yeah, fucking idiot. So, didn't China make a big deal with that pecker hole?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was going on little trips with his dad, his vice president. And, you know, he wasn't going there to sightsee.
He was
making deals, selling us out.
He was probably sucking the little Chinese wee-wees.
Probably. But I do know that he made deals in Ukraine. He made deals in China. $10 million for the big guy, which is his father, Joe.
Yeah.
Joey.
God, that guy's an old crusty fucker, isn't he?
I can't see him in good conscience taking that oath of office like that.
But, you know, well, I mean, we both know he got it illegally, and everybody out there listening...
He's an illegitimate president.
Everyone listening to the sound of our voice knows he got it illegally.
Trump was loved by many, many, many Americans, and I tell you, I never saw so much enthusiasm for one man, and there's nothing in this guy, Joe Biden.
Boy, you know what, Randy? We run off on a tangent. We take something and we just run with it. We're here to talk about day one of the Biden executive orders.
Boom, the first thing
and,
is border wall
first
construction
thing,
comes to
we've been rattling on for at least 10 minutes on other shit.
I'm trying to get him back on track. He keeps on
talking. No, I didn't see the other way around.
I just said point one was he stops border wall construction.
Okay, point one, he stopped. Okay, the second point, these are the five big ones, five highlights, right? The second one, this pecker lover wants to rejoin the Paris Climate Agreement.
Now, we all know
that is
a bad deal for America. It's about America spending money immediately to pay into this program while other countries don't do it.
What's the program? Is it like the Green
Environmental
Deal?
Environmental restrictions, yeah. You know, agreements to do certain things at certain times. India paying the very least. America paying the very most. And President Trump explained it all to us perfectly. And Joe Biden's going to keep it a secret now, but he's going to rejoin this piece of shit agreement.
Isn't India where they have a bunch of oil, or is that
I don't know if India has oil.
Pakistan and Iraq and...
Well, Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia. I don't know. They all work.
The little cluster of countries.
Yeah,
in that area.
I don't know enough about those countries.
And it's ran by the cartel. You know, OPEC.
Or I can answer it like that Miss Teen America. Because of the Iraq Obama and thank you. Yes. Remember that?
I don't remember.
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
What the hell did she just say? So the whole point, what I'm trying to say is, if you're going to elect a president or hire a person to be president, you need to get someone who can fill the job of the need of that particular time. So for these people who elected or hired dickhead Biden, what's the purpose? Because he doesn't fill any particular reason. Now, we hired Trump because our economy was starting to suck, and we needed a businessman who can pull us out of the sucky slump that we were in. Now, why hire Biden? Because he doesn't have those skills. The only skills he has is being able to open up the little capsule that says Monday through Friday when he takes pills. And that's not even what he does. I'm sure that's what his wife does for him.
China paid a great deal of money for
him. So he has no skills. What skill?
47 I mean, 7 years skills, though.
We hired Washington.
47 years.
47 years he had no skills. Now, we hired Washington because Washington had a skill. Washington's skill was, I know how to get a country up and running. I know how to fight back against the tyranny that we are facing from the king of England over there, who's, you know, a little fairy boy. I know how to fight Cornwallis. That was his skill. So we elected, as the father of our country, George Washington, because that was his skill set. But how come, I don't understand how come
Joe Biden offers us nothing.
When somebody looks at president, they don't look at skill set. I mean, why don't they look at skill set? What is this old, crusty white man's skill set?
He has zero skill set.
I don't see a skill set.
I see a bought and paid for piece of shit.
All right. So that being said, let's go on to point number three. Okay. You're going to have to explain this to me. Sure. He wants to end Keystone XL pipeline construction. Now, what is that?
That was, I believe it's something to do with shale coming from Canada. And it comes down through the United States, through a network, I think, in Oklahoma or something like that. And then it goes to our network of pipelines in our country. The construction was going to be built from Canada to that area, and the infrastructure and everything for oil.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want our fossil fuels.
Oh, okay. Okay, I get it.
The moment he took office, mm-hmm. amongst other things,
mm-hmm.
11,000 jobs. Boom. Gone.
Well, see, here's the way I look at it. Now, we had a show on it the other day.
Call that progress?
Yeah. We had a show on this the other day where we're talking about battery-powered vehicles. Now, I am for battery-powered vehicles, and I explained why. But Randy's not for them. Now, the beautiful thing about our country is, you get to decide whether you're for them or against them, but you have the choice, okay? In Russia, the place where they brought down the wall, you don't have a choice. You do what they tell you. Fucking North Korea, Red China, you have to do what they tell you to do, or you get the wooden stick up your ass. This is what America's about. You get the choice. I choose to go electric when it comes out, when it's affordable, when it's easy. Randy chooses to stick with gasoline and burn fossil fuels. We both get to make our own choices because we're in America.
Yeah, but don't push it down my throat. I won't push it down.
That's right. Yours. But this crusty old bag of bones decided you don't get that choice. I'm making it for you.
Yeah, and basically he immediately cut 11,000 jobs. Some are saying upwards of 40,000 with all the connections of jobs that connect to those jobs.
Well, what does he care? He's got a job. Even if he doesn't have a job, he's got money from,
you
know. You've got
to feed their families, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I mean, people need jobs. Without a job, you got to go out in the corner and sell your ass. You know, what's wrong with this guy?
Well, that can be done on San Pedro by San Antonio College.
Oh yeah, you can actually.
The Rainbow Cross,
right over there by Luther's, and
we're talking San Antonio. You guys probably don't know what we're talking about.
The gay strip. That's why Randy brought it up, because he knows where it's at.
Oh, shut up! What an asshole, man. I have to put up with this shit all the time.
So, okay, that's in Keystone XL pipeline construction. The only thing I think that he likes about it is the word pipe, because he likes it when you lay the pipe.
I'm sure he likes smoke pipe.
Yeah, he likes to smoke pipe. Oh, that's right. He smokes a crack pipe with his son, Wyoming.
Like Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Yeah. Oh, well, isn't that what Kabuki listened to? Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg, Tupac, and what's that other one? 50 Cent or whatever? Four Bits.
I don't know.
What? That actually would be a good rapper's name, Four Bits or Two Bits.
I'm sure it's out there already.
Yeah, probably is.
Little Peep.
Okay, point four, he wants to rejoin the World Health Organization.
Yeah, he's re-globalizing America. He's getting rid of the America First policy, and he's a globalist.
Okay.
When I was at the Trump rally in Dallas, he said, "I'm a nationalist. We think of our nation first."
Which was a lie.
We're nationalists.
Yeah.
This guy is a globalist. Mm-hmm. He wants to pander and bow down to globalism and world control.
So, like the New World Order? Like the New World Order kind of thing that you hear about?
Yeah. These really uptight millennial AOC people.
Yeah.
They're getting really, really excited right now. And this guy's getting ready to kick the bucket. So, the New World Order.
You think she's salivating because he got in?
Yeah, salivating. She's wet like a...
She's rolling around in her panties. She's so wet.
I think so.
Like, ooh, they got the old man in.
Like, ring him out. That's how excited... I'm serious. That's how excited they're getting, because they want power to any extent possible.
She just needs to go back behind the damn bar.
Man.
Make me a Bloody Mary or something.
Real briefly, there was a 34-year-old Texas man. I think he was arrested. He made online threats against AOC's life.
Probably shouldn't do that.
And he took pictures inside the Capitol.
Yeah.
And now, I'm not condoning her death or anybody else's death other than natural causes.
Yeah.
But I can tell you this much. I wouldn't miss her.
Well, no, I wouldn't miss the stupid bitch either.
If she left
this earth. I'm not condoning anybody kill anybody else, unless it's in self-defense or defense of third party or defense of others. But yeah, no, I'm not saying anybody should go out there and assassinate anybody should do anything like that. That's just fucked up.
But when they do it with Trump on the airwaves, it's okay.
Yeah, I know, it's some fucked up
shit.
I don't understand. How could you be a sitting president and allow people to do that? Trump should have had them fucking hunted down.
I just wanted y'all to see the double standard. The guy makes online threats, and then you got people alive on the air saying they want to take President Trump's life and hold him a bloody head.
Yeah, like that fucking comedian that bitch. What was her name?
I don't even know what the hell her name is. It doesn't deserve worth mentioning.
Rosie O'Donnell or something. I don't know.
It says red-haired bitch.
Yeah, red-haired bitch guy, dude.
But they the mainstream media just
Nancy
kind
Grace.
Of
I think it was right. Her name's Nancy Grace.
I don't know. I forgot.
Yeah,
all I know is like that meme with the bloody head. They didn't ban that on Facebook.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
They didn't ban anything. Twitter didn't ban it. Nobody banned
it.
They want President Trump to die.
Kathy Griffin. That was a bitch. Kathy Griffin.
Kathy Griffin, yeah.
That's it. So remember, Kathy Griffin is a stupid bitch.
Griffin, yeah.
Yeah. Whether you're a liberal or you're a real American, either way you want to look at it, Kathy Griffin is trying to say that it's funny a sitting president, and I didn't like Bush. It's the son Bush. The daddy Bush was okay. Son Bush was a fucking idiot. But I don't condone someone's death, and I sure as hell don't condone it as a president of the United States.
But I'm trying to the double standard, Ricky.
Yeah,
they say it about what I'm trying to say time, is, and then this guy does online.
What I'm trying to say is, even as much as I disliked Obama and I disliked Bush, I wouldn't condone their death, and I wouldn't hold a fucking mock head of them. Now, I have contemplated. This is something I just want to bring up before we go to point five. I have contemplated buying a chia pet of Obama.
Chia,
yes. Buying a chia pet of Obama and putting it out in my backyard.
I think there
is
one out there.
There is one.
Oh,
that way my dog could have something to pee at. They have to have an item to pee at when they lift their leg.
That's funny.
I've thought about doing that.
Do it. Yeah.
I think I'm going to. I think I'm going to go ahead and order one, put it in the backyard.
They
can have something
there,
to aim at.
Grow anyway.
And we don't have a fire hydrant. He can aim it at that Obama chia pet.
Yeah, lift the leg up.
Lift the leg up and just squirt all over him, which is what Michael probably does. I'm
no
sure Michael does that all over him.
No doubt,
Michael gives him the golden shower. I'm sure. I have no doubt of it.
Oh, the golden shower.
So, okay, let's talk about the fifth point that I wanted to bring up today.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Biden, these are Biden's five main executive orders that he did on day one. He had a list of 30 executive orders that Pecker Lover.
His cronies like lined them all up.
They lined him up and they kept. They kept him awake long enough to sign all these three things. Then they said, okay, it's time for your nap. And then after you wake up from your nap at 2:15, you got to go to the Luann platter because the special is on right now. Yeah, go eat yourself a Luann platter.
Even as a man. So we're trying. He wants to do the 100-day mask challenge. Now, do I get a prize if I
Wait, what?
It's a 100-day mask challenge.
What does that mean?
He's challenging Americans to wear a mask for 100 days.
Well, it's already been over 100 days.
I mean, from the moment he took office.
How do they
can't enforce it.
I mean, that's part of number five here, by the way. He wants a nationwide mask mandate. Okay. Now, I am all for choice. When this dickhead says nationwide mask mandate, I am for wearing a mask. I am for wearing a mask.
Them. I don't want. I try to
but
not wear it.
I do not believe in telling other people you have to wear a fucking mask. The only time I would say that would be like in my case of my wife. She had surgery not too long ago. I don't want her to get sick. She's very susceptible to getting sick. And I live, or my 82-year-old mom lives in my spare bedroom. She's also very susceptible to getting sick. So I ask if someone comes into my house, wear a mask. But other than that, you do whatever the hell you want to do. You wear your mask. You don't wear your mask. You sleep around. You don't sleep around. Do what you want to do. It is your choice. Because where are we at, Randy?
We're in the United States
That's
of America.
That's right. Make your own damn choice.
The land of the free and the home of the brave, supposedly.
Yeah, make your own choice. Do what you want to do. Before a sitting president. A bag of bones, a crusty old son of a bitch whose marrow is starting to wear out, to tell us what we have to do is bullshit.
He doesn't get to tell me what to do. And I was in the post office a couple of days ago, and I wore my MAGA cap, and you know, Biden was like the president or something.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a mask on. I had my red hat on, and I waited in line for half an hour. I'm just looking, and I see a bunch of little robots with masks on, basically. Mm-hmm. And they're staring me to death.
So when you got to the front of the line, did they tell you you have to go out and get a mask on or anything?
No, because I'd be damned if I'm going to wait in that line that long and not pick up my package that I had to do business
with. So they went ahead and gave you your package?
They did. She didn't make a big deal of it. They probably have some training on that. I don't know. I heard it because it's a union.
Yeah.
But I did it in defiance of supposedly President Biden.
Good for you.
Ordering that everybody in federal buildings wear a mask.
Yeah, well, you know what?
I say fuck that.
They can tell me
wear my mask the whole time.
They can tell me what to do when I'm dead. The only thing I don't want them to tell me what to do when I'm dead is to vote Democrat. It's the only thing I don't want them to do. Yeah, other than that, they can tell me to do anything they want once I'm dead.
They visit the graveyards like every 4 years, and they're all out there in force.
As long as they don't tell me what to do once I'm dead.
Under the guise of the so-called provisional ballot, that's how they cheat.
The provisional ballot? Never heard that before.
That's why they go and get the names and the birth dates. They put it on a piece of paper, and it's provisional, and they get to vote, and it counts. That's how they cheat. They've been doing it every 4 years since the beginning of time, as far as I know. Nationwide mask mandate is a no-go. All of it's a no-go.
He can go fuck himself. But, hey, you know, I wanted to bring something to your attention real quick, Randy. I'm not sure if you know about this. Do you have Fubo?
No, I did a trial on it. It's pretty fun.
Okay.
I like it.
Fubo is mostly geared towards sports. The main reason why I got Fubo is it happened to have every channel between me and my wife we like. But the biggest reason why I got Fubo is because they allow up to 500 hours of recording. So that was my main reason. But what I want to talk to you about today was there's a channel, and you can watch it on anything. It doesn't have to be Fubo. It's called Newsmax TV.
Oh, yeah.
You can watch it with just your Roku stick.
You can watch it with anything, really.
Yeah, pretty much anything. You can watch it online. You can download Newsmax TV. Well, it's a very conservative channel. They're very conservative.
President Trump mentioned it multiple times.
Did he? Yeah. There's no liberal agenda to be pushed there. I mean, if you're a liberal, you're not going to like the channel. But there's no liberal agenda to be pushed. And they talk about some really good stuff there that I like, at least. And I especially like it on the weekends or in the evenings because they talk a lot of stuff like History Channel would talk, you know, about Vietnam era snipers, the type of guns they used, the Tet Offensive. They talk about a lot of stuff that's like history stuff. It's really, really neat. But I get a lot of my information from this channel, which is Newsmax TV.
Newsmax. I also recommend OAN.
OAN?
One American News Network.
I don't think I've ever watched that.
No, there's...
I'm going to have to start watching it, too.
They have their ups and downs on both of them, but President Trump specifically outlined, take a listen to Newsmax, take a listen to OAN, and, I mean, a lot of Americans do that because that's the only place we can go to for unbiased views on you know, events going on in our country, stuff that is not the sole mission to destroy the right.
Shut up and sit down.
And AOC says things that are very asinine.
Very stupid.
Very asinine. And I happened to just say out loud, when I overheard them talking, and I said, oh, you're talking about that chick AOC? Because I didn't know a whole lot about her, but I did hear AOC say some stupid shit. I said, oh, you're talking about that woman AOC who one was always saying stupid stuff. Oh, boy, this millennial turned to me, was pissed off, and she said, no, she doesn't. She's very smart. She doesn't say stupid things. She's a very smart girl. And that's when I know we had a show a couple of shows ago. We were talking about IQ. The typical IQ is like 75 for people under 30, right? So it's like 75, and she has like a 78 IQ. That means she's the king of the morons.
She's the top of the morons. Yeah. Still a moron.
Still a moron, but the king of the morons.
Top dog.
Top moron.
Top moron.
So yeah. So just like what's her name? Palin. I mean, if you've ever, doesn't matter if you're a liberal or if you're a conservative, if you've ever listened to Palin talk, you know she's as dumb as a glass of water. She's just dumb.
Yes.
The only reason she was
box of rocks.
Yeah, a bundle of sticks. The only reason she was elected was because she was a beauty queen. She was Miss Alaska. Or actually runner-up for Miss Alaska. So she was a shoo-in because who the hell's going to, you know, run in Alaska that has a big name? If you have a big name, you're probably going to get the job.
Well, I think Sarah Palin was on your mind today.
No, not really. I was actually thinking more AOC, but Sarah Palin is related to AOC in the fact that they're both dumber than hell. So
Sarah Palin has kind of bowed out of the game, I guess.
Oh, No, she's old news. I'm just bringing up, you know, the fact that she's dumb. Comparison. She's dumb as shit and a good looking woman back then.
She's great.
And AOC is a good looking woman, but she's dumb as shit, too. So,
like, you know, I would do both of them.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be acceptable.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind her washing my dishes, you know.
Not at all.
Yeah, so I mean that would be acceptable. I can have her washing my dishes in a little French maid outfit. I can deal with that.
Too.
Just don't talk.
just
don't
shut
talk.
Your mouth.
Shut up. Shut up and wash my dishes.
Do your job. Okay, we're not sexist. We're
No, not at all. No, not at all.
Just having fun, guys. Just having fun.
So, but so those are my five main points. Now, like I said, they're, you know, Biden, there was a lot of things that Biden signed. He signed about 100 things.
Damn.
Yeah. And that was, like I said, I'm sure it was hard trying to keep him awake to sign all those things.
Yeah, well, you know, he's trying to erase the legacy of President Donald J. Trump, and it's simply not going to happen. President Trump was way ahead of him on this. I'm hoping that President Trump appointed all those judges like he did when Obama came in, where Obama left judges to be appointed. I hope that President Trump did that. Those will be a lasting force in the federal judiciary. And it's going to be that and a lot of international policies that cannot easily be taken back. So he's trying to erase as fast as he can, but he can't erase all of them. He'll never go away. He'll always be the 45th president of the United States.
Well, the thing is, Trump is always, like I said, Trump's a businessman. He was thinking about the American economy while he was president. He was trying to fend off all the wolves who were attacking him left and right, and he was trying to build up our nation. He was trying to fortify our nation against the terrorists who were coming in, against the people who were bringing in diseases, against the people who were coming in illegally and raping our women. He was trying to protect us. And then the liberals, whether they voted him out or they illegally, which I know they did, they illegally voted him out. They took over so they can allow this. Like, please come in and rape my wife and daughter. I would really love that. Rape my wife and daughter. Oh, golly, this is going to be good. Mm-hmm. Bring in COVID. Bring in all these other diseases from Guatemala, from Peru. Bring them all in here and give them to us Americans. We don't have enough disease in our country. Please bring
it
in.
We apologize for being so great. It's like 2.0 apology tour. Like
let's just lower our standards down to your standards, because you live in a shithole, third world, unindustrialized country, and we live in an actual industrialized country. So let's bring us down a notch or two so we can be unindustrialized third world country like you. This would be an awesome place to live.
Yeah, give me your tired, your poor. No.
Give me your disease-ridden.
Give me your rapes and murders and people that get murdered and raped that never get talked about in the news that deserve.
There's definitely a lot of
mentioning the innocent victims. Kate and Kate's Law is one thing I keep on focusing on.
Yeah. And he also did this. He halts the construction for the border wall, which is what I mentioned earlier. So all those people are out of jobs. Thank you very much for, here I am. I'm telling my wife, hey, babe, they're paying me $90,000 a year to work there on the border and place these walls up. We're welding them. We're getting it done. It'll probably take us about another 2 years to get everything fortified really good, or a year and a half to get everything fortified really good. I'm going to have a good construction job for at least another year and a half, honey. So go ahead. Let's go ahead and pay for that operation for your mom who's got, renal failure. Let's go ahead and get those hearing aids for your dad. Let's pay their house off. I know they have a reverse mortgage and they're going to lose their house. So let's go ahead and pay the reverse mortgage, because I'm getting $90,000 a year. I'm doing pretty good. And then in walks this crusty old white man and says, "You're fired." Now, didn't everybody think that that's what Trump was about? You're fired? That was a television show. But in reality, Biden is the one saying, "You're fired."
Yep, that's exactly
that pretty
what
fucked
is.
Up shit? All of these people who voted for Peckerhole are going to regret what he's doing to them as well as what he's doing to us. So let's say you're a woman who voted for Peckerhole, and your husband is on the opposite side of the spectrum. He says, "I don't want to vote for Peckerhole because I have a good job building the border wall. Honey, economy's been really horrible because of this COVID, this Chinese virus that was unleashed upon us. It's been a horrible, construction economy. But thank God for Trump for saying, let's build this wall and putting all that money down into the economy so we can get this wall built. And I have a job for at least another year and a half, 2 years, honey. I mean, let's pay off our house. Let's pay the double mortgage payment so we can get our house paid off. And then maybe we can finally get you a car. I mean, we've been a one-car family. Maybe we can finally get your $20,000 Altima and be a two-car family." And then crusty old Biden comes in and says, "You're fired." What?
Boom,
I lost
just
it
like
all.
That, gone.
You're fired. Because I don't want this wall. You're firing me because we're putting up a wall to stop diseases from coming in our country? What
to
the
his
hell?
Credit, to his credit, to President Trump's credit, we got like 800 miles of wall already built.
I know. We got a lot of it built.
We have a 2,000-mile border.
Yeah.
And I say if it's lacking in the state of Texas, let's do a state-funded wall.
Well, the problem is they can go around. But I know what you're saying. But this is the way I look at it. No matter whether you're a liberal and says everybody come in our country free and do whatever the hell you want to, or you're a Republican or, a real patriot and say, no, we're not going to have that shit, right?
Right.
What is wrong with the wall anyway? So just put the wall up. Let's say you want to let everybody in. Put the wall up, open up the gates and say, come on in here and rape our women. Or put the wall up and lock the gates and say, no, you can't come in here and rape our women. What does it matter? Why are you putting doors on your house? If this is the case, all the liberals in the United States who voted for Peckerlove, take the doors, the front doors off your house and let everybody come in. Why not? It's the same thing.
Right.
So you put a front door on there with a lock because it's your choice whether to open it or not. And if you want to open it to anybody who wants to come in, go for it. But you have the choice. Put the door on and have the choice. That's the only thing we're saying here. Put the wall on. And you have a choice.
I think caravans are forming all across the world right now, and they're all going to be funneled in through Mexico all the time from all over the world. Well, Chinese, Vietnamese. You think it's just Mexicans. It's not. It's people from all over the world.
Well, how are the Vietnamese going to walk over here, dude?
They pay people.
On rice
patties?
And
then they get to Mexico. I don't know how they get here.
They put down rice patties all over the ocean?
I guess.
How are they going to walk over here? They can't. But I see what you're saying.
They find a way.
Yeah, they'll find a way. Yeah, they'll get into cigarette boats or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they all come in through Mexico. It's the most porous border we have. And President Trump declared a national emergency. Supposedly, President Biden canceled that emergency declaration to build the wall. So now he says there's no more national emergency, just like that. And that was in the first, 3 days.
So there's no more national emergency.
He's probably going to apologize for America's greatness.
Well, just like his boss, Biden did. Or what was it, Obama, or whatever the hell his name was.
Yeah.
Just like he did. Well, that about wraps up our show, our rant on the crap, the five main crap that old Biden did this, his very first day of inauguration. I mean,
I'm looking at the picture of him signing the executive order with Kamala Harris.
With his housekeeper back there?
She's thinking, I want that motherfucker's seat. I want to be president.
You know what I think she's thinking?
I'm seeing that in her eyes.
Okay, you know what I'm thinking she's thinking? What I'm seeing in her eyes? How am I going to fit underneath that desk to suck that crusty old man's cock? How am I going to fit underneath that desk? That's what I'm thinking she's thinking.
Coming from Ricky, you heard it first on the Uncensored Voice. Oh, my God.
Okay, guys, we'll see you on the next episode.
All right, thanks for listening, guys.
You can't handle the truth.
No, you can't handle the truth.
Thanks for listening to The Uncensored Voice.
Make sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And remember, on The Uncensored Voice, we tell it like it is.
So be safe, my friends, and may God bless America.